Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 645, The Legendary Collectors, recorded from PAX West 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm, and for this episode, we are going to be taking a listen to a recording of an interview I did with the legendary 117 and Mrs. Legendary 117, also known as the person behind Chicks Who Play Halo. My recording was from PAX West 2018, or PAX Prime, for those that are living in the past. And we had the chance to talk to them about their collecting with the Halo franchise, how they got involved with Halo, how they started collecting together, and a little bit of history on where they've been throughout the Halo franchise, and also talking with Mrs. Legendary 117, a little bit of a backstory about behind Chicks Who Play Halo and the stuff that she worked with for that. So we have about a 30-minute recording here that I did outdoors in Seattle, so there's going to be a little bit of background noise that may have snuck through some of the post-production that I've done on the episode. But if you have the chance to check them out, they're on Twitter and Facebook. They post a lot of information regarding sharing community content, whether it's Tom sharing or the Legendary 117 sharing artwork or collections or pictures or that kind of stuff. And then Mandy or the Mrs. 117, Mrs. Legendary 117, also is sharing some of her collection stuff and sharing also similar artwork pieces, pictures, and that kind of stuff. So stay tuned towards the end of the podcast and you can find out where to find more about them. But for now, enjoy. Hello, everyone. This is Duststorm with Podtacular here at PAX with some Halo community folks. Been trying to get some interviews going for the summer, and we finally got another one nailed down. So I have with me today the Legendary 117 and Mrs. Legendary 117. So welcome aboard the podcast.
Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So both of you are Halo collectors in the collector scene, and we've had Laird and Kevin Hurd on before. So it's nice to have some other people on for a change.
Yeah, definitely.
So as we do for all of our guests, tell us how you got started with the Halo community and what it is you do now. We'll start with you, Tom.
I'd say probably, 5-6 years ago, I think, with just starting to the Halo collection. I was introduced to Laird and Hurd in the community and kind of just took off from there. You know, it was just McFarlane figures and Joyride figures, and then it really started taking off when I came across life-size Halo 2 statue. I wouldn't say life-size, but the 6-foot one, and found one on Craigslist in Denver, and it just kind of skyrocketed from there. Started with Master Chief, then Cat, then Emil, then Carter, and it just kind of continued on from there. So,
very nice.
Man, I don't know. I've always been a fan of Halo. I've been playing since Halo 2, so not quite old school like this guy with C, but I have played C. Always been a fan, got involved in the community through Facebook when Facebook actually had a huge Halo community. That's kind of died now. Got into collecting 2012 maybe, and didn't stop collecting from that point. And then I met this guy and that doesn't help. So.
No, definitely doesn't help the addiction, right?
No, we definitely feed each other's addictions. And let's not say addictions. That's a bad word. Let's say we're very
passionate.
Enthusiastically passionate about our collecting.
That's a good way of wording it.
Obsessively passionate.
I have to say I'm up there with you guys. I'm primarily the Mattel stuff, so the Boomco, the Mega Bloks.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
But not the figures. There's just way too many figures, even with the McFarlane stuff, to...
There are a lot.
That much money to spend.
No kidding.
Yes. There are a lot.
So, Miss 117, you actually have a little bit of a former past as well outside of collecting.
Yeah.
Chicks Who Play Halo.
Right.
You want to touch on that a little bit?
I started Chicks Who Play Halo in 2012. I mean, think about it because I don't think it was 2011. Might have been 2011. 2011, 2012, somewhere around there on Facebook. And met a huge group of other Facebook pages, and it was this really great community of Halo fans and collectors and players, and built a really big following pretty quickly. And it was a lot of fun. And then Facebook kind of did away with that. So it kind of died down a little bit. Trying to build it back up now through Instagram. So feel free to go follow that.
Very nice.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
But yeah.
A lot of things have changed since the lifespan of Halo.
That
Facebook wasn't a thing. Twitter wasn't a thing.
Most definitely.
I remember for Podtacular, at least, we had forums, and that's been replaced now by Discord. So a lot of changed over the past few years, for sure.
Yeah.
So what is it about collecting that really speaks to you both? Is it just because it's in the universe and you really like Halo a lot? Or what's kind of the itch to collect stuff within
Halo? We've
both
been lifelong Halo fans. We really enjoy the series, and it's that thrill of the hunt. You know, they're not exactly, I mean, to an extent, I guess you could kind of compare them to Pops. You know, it's always, you know, what are you going to find out there in the wild? But Halo stuff, especially nowadays, is just so much harder to find. So, you know, you hit a thrift store or a local comic book store and you find, you know, a Joy Red figure or a McFarlane figure, and it's a lot of fun. Just, you know, that thrill of the hunt that just kind of never dies.
I would definitely agree with that. The hunt is the biggest thing, and I think that's for any collector who collects anything. Hunting for something that you collect is just, that's so exciting. That's the thrill of it. Absolutely.
What's kind of like your staple, if you had one collector's item that's like defines your collection?
Ooh.
Noble Team.
Noble Team, yeah.
Noble Team. There's a
full Noble Team?
We have full life-size Noble Team. Yes, we do.
Yep, the last piece was June, and we got him August of last year.
About a year ago.
He's not perfect. The sniper had broken at one point in time, which seems to be the thing with all the June snipers, but it was pieced back together, and it's not 100% the tip. The barrel is kind of tilted downwards a little bit, but hey, we'll take it.
Nothing
so
crazy glue and duct tape can't fix.
Exactly.
Right. Duct tape fixes everything.
Yeah. Because that's a pretty big piece. So do you have that
huge.
Just store somewhere? Or do you have like a place where you have it on display?
We actually have a business venue that we bought 8 years ago. The original plan was to turn it into office space, but ran into a bunch of roadblocks and just currently use it for space for LAN events and tournaments. So until we actually buy a house, hopefully this time next year, they'll be sitting over there. It's 16,000 square feet, plenty of space. It's a good place to store them until we actually can put them under the same roof with everything else.
Until we can find a house or build a house with a basement with 8-foot ceilings. So
yep.
George is a big one.
You have to pull a 343 and cut a hole in the roof.
Like, no kidding.
No, we don't want to have to do that. We can avoid that at all costs. That would be great.
Yeah. So is it something that you guys are, do you look for oddities, or are there certain, I guess, types or categories of gear that you guys go after?
Everything.
Yeah,
anything,
pretty much everything.
Off limits?
There's pretty much nothing off limits. No, anything that's licensed.
Yeah, bootleg stuff maybe, depending on, you know, if it's really bad, just to kind of have it because it's comical. But yeah, I don't think really anything's off limits if it's Halo or we're interested.
Anything licensed, we're pretty much need that.
I must have it.
Exactly.
It must have sea precious.
Exactly. That's what it is.
And everything Halo is precious.
There's
exactly.
kind of a lull right now of Halo merchandise, so I'm kind of waiting for that next release of items. I'm very excited.
Enough time to scour the internet for all the other older stuff, right?
Yeah, man. There's a few pieces too. The red and blue one-to-one bus and a few other really kind of hard-to-find pieces that we're really trying to hunt down still. So,
what's one piece that you haven't gotten yet that you're really wanting to find?
That's a tough one.
I don't know. For a long time, it was the Weta Master Chief ring, and I managed to track that down. Well, had a friend who helped me track it down, and I got that, gave it to him for his birthday, which
was an amazing gift.
More of a gift for myself than him, but hey, I get brownie
points.
It's
like, yeah, you're just
right.
You're in it together, right?
Exactly.
I think if I had to say one piece, I guess we're still trying to track down the life-size Halo 2 Muckle, the other Master Chief statue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that the one in the studio?
The studio just added, a few months ago. Yeah, the Master Chief standing straight up with the SMGs at his side.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely one we're trying to hunt down, and that would literally be the last, you know, life-size statue that was available to the public at one point in time or another.
Public.
I think that would be it.
Yeah. For the most
pretty coveted one, I think.
Yeah.
Because that came from one of the other
bigger collectors. I think you guys are probably up there now as far as the biggest collection now that...
I mean, I'd like to think so.
I would like to think that we're up there. Yeah, I wouldn't say the biggest, but I mean, to the best of my knowledge, we're the only ones that have got a completed life-size set of Noble Team. I think Microsoft and 343 are the only other places that have got them. So. Right,
did we mention Noble Team? Sorry.
Noble Team.
Just kidding.
Do you have a piece of the diorama?
No, actually, I can't remember the guy's name, but he had just donated the Zanzibar, Hotel Zanzibar. He had a few pieces, and there was another guy, TJ, I think he goes by Pit Viper, had three of the brutes, and I think he donated them to the Zanzibar piece. So we had an opportunity, but the price was just a little, little too steep.
Out of our reach at that point.
Yeah. But it's cool to see that it's actually in the museum now, because I had heard that the one big piece, I think it was the chief and the brute, Master Chief and the Brute Chieftain, that's in the Microsoft studios, isn't it? The headquarters building?
I don't know. I haven't been to the Microsoft studios building in a very long time, so okay. I'm not sure. I know we had community day there 1 year over the past 7 years that I've been coming, and I don't remember anything there at the time.
Gotcha.
So... kind of to go off your last comment, where's kind of your threshold when you're looking at some really rare items? Is it something that you guys kind of pull together and go for, or is there like a magic number that you just don't go over when it comes to collecting?
You mean in terms of like what we're willing to pay for certain items?
Yeah.
I think we're really good about talking about purchases because we share finances and we're usually pretty good about talking about it, I'd like to say.
Yeah, I agree. We definitely, when something comes, an opportunity comes up, we definitely discuss it and kind of, you know, if we're going to pull the trigger on it or if we'll wait or pass or whatever the case is. But yeah, you know, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
I'm probably willing to pay a little bit more for things than he is.
Halo and Funko alike, yeah.
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 I'm a little more lenient on the price. I shouldn't say that. Somebody's going to be hitting us up now. Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
I have what you want. Pay me a lot.
Not without reason, for sure. So let's take a little bit of a change in direction and talk about Halo a little bit. So you both got the chance to go to the studio and see the museum.
Yeah,
there.
That was awesome.
Thoughts about Infinite coming up as a game? You guys kind of like the direction they're going in with?
From what we've seen anyways, yeah, from the trailer, the E3 trailer, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Yeah, I'm
can't wait
stoked.
To hear more.
I mean, anything Halo. You can't put something out in the universe as Halo and I'm going to be disappointed. Unless you're telling me that you're ending the franchise. That would be the only thing. So, yeah, I'm
definitely dying to know more just from the art style of the trailer and then seeing the 343 guys walk around with their shirts, the Believe on the back.
Yeah.
That was one of the Halo 3 slogans. It was like, okay, so
what
are we going back
mean?
To Halo 3 style gameplay? I mean,
yeah.
It's yeah.
Definitely seems to be a lot of callback to some Halo 3 stuff in the
it
trailer.
Does. Yeah, that's super exciting, and I hope that's kind of the way that they're going. That would be really exciting. I think that would be a smart move, in my opinion.
Yeah. Where would you like to see the story go from where we kind of ended with Reach and now kind of what we've been teased with the trailer? Any thoughts on that?
Other than I'd love to play Chief more. I mean, Halo 5 story was decent, but it was definitely weird not being able to play as the Master Chief, playing more as, you know, Locke hunting down Blue Team. I guess that would be the only bit that I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Just a little more Master Chief focused.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It seems like it's at least heading in that direction.
Yeah.
Judging by everything that they've been talking about, trying to listen to community feedback and everything.
Yeah, I definitely think they're listening to the community, and that's great because they need to.
Yeah. So now I had a chance to play with you a little bit during the flying program, but the updates to the MCC patch that just came out this week, you guys excited about that? And
Very, very excited.
We didn't have a chance to play before we came out here, obviously.
Neither did I.
you know, life and packing at the last minute and all that fun stuff. I'm excited because I can't stand Halo 3 on MCC right now, but I've heard that the newest update
is
amazing.
Yeah.
And it's great. So I'm stoked. I'm ready to get back home and
back to being able to play with friends again, because, you know, we usually play with more than, you know, four or five people. Yeah. And before the update, you know, it was somebody would drop out or this problem would happen. And so matchmaking.
Connectivity issues for sure.
Yeah, definitely. That,
the big kicker for me is testing out the true offline LAN capabilities to see if that is indeed the case, yes, to see if we can go back to hosting events and not having to rely on internet to do so.
Yeah.
Definitely eager to test that out.
I would love to do some LAN parties at my place now that I finally have a house and the wife is all into the Halo now.
Nice. So.
That's awesome.
Good. Bring her to the good side. It's not the dark side. It's the good side.
Right. Can't. She's kind of like where I was when I first picked up Halo as far as being able to move around and everything, but she enjoys the story side of it. Yeah. And she likes that I like it.
Yeah. That's good.
Definitely looking forward to trying to get that going.
Most
have you
definitely.
Guys done LAN parties before? I'm guessing you probably have. You mentioned that you have.
Yeah,
especially restore stuff, you tend to do the LAN parties.
Yeah, I've been hosting LAN parties since I was 10 or 11 years old and started my own business about 10 years ago. And that's all we do is just host LAN parties, tournaments, anything that's video game related. And we invested when Xbox One came out. We actually bought 16 Xbox Ones and new monitors and everything to go with them at launch, and was fairly disappointed and frustrated to find out that we still ended up getting that console that Microsoft originally said was going to be entirely online. So it really kind of limited what we could do just because we had to rely on internet. And being out in Nebraska, you know, there's plenty of places to go, Kansas City, Des Moines, the Dakotas, to host events, but it became much harder to find a venue because reliant upon internet. So compared to the 360 where you just took them together and you were good to go.
I'm definitely hoping that it's working the way they say it's working now, so we can actually host some private LANs for, you know, us and our friends and
the Halo community back in Nebraska as well. They've been chomping at the bit, kept asking us about events. We just we don't have a venue that can support that kind of internet for that many Xboxes at the moment.
Now you hopefully got a way forward with that.
Exactly.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, we're certainly hoping so.
Test it out when we get home.
MCC LAN, and then you have the Halo 5 local server at least with that too.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you have, to kind of expand on the LAN part, is it just kind of a LAN center that you host events, or do you have like paid tournaments or sponsored tournaments or prize tournaments?
It's just kind of
like friendly.
It's just kind of an event space. We're not open up for daily business. We're not there yet. We need to really renovate our space before we can do so. But paid tournaments. We've got sponsors that are usually chip in prize money. So any entry fees that come in are either added to the prize pool or we kind of use to cover costs, pizza, soda, that sort of stuff. We're usually pretty generous with our attendees. We'll spend $200 on pizza and it's free pizza for attendees until it's out. But the biggest event I want to say, 2012, I think we did, was Halo 4 2012? I think it was. The Halo 4, Halo 4 Midnight release. We had McDonald's, Pepsi, and Microsoft sponsor, which was really, really cool for just, you know, a little GameStop launch out in Nebraska. It was pretty exciting. We had a pretty big turnout for that. So
that
was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little town in Nebraska.
Very nice. So for people that might be interested in collecting Halo stuff, do you have any tips or pointers that you could give to maybe some up-and-comers? Now that we have MCC on Games Pass, there's probably going to be a lot more interest into the Halo universe now.
I guess not to be intimidated. Seeing a lot of comments, especially on Instagram, you know, posting pictures of my collection and Kevin Berry's and Laird's and a few others, people always seem to be very discouraged. And regardless of what size your collection is, even if it's just games and a few books, don't be discouraged. You know, we're all Halo fans.
Right.
You know, just because we've got a huge collection doesn't make us any bigger of a fan than, you know, random Joe Schmo who plays. So
I definitely agree with that. It's not the size of your collection that defines how big of a Halo fan you are. I would say pick a line that you really like and stick with that. Don't try to be crazy fans like us unless you're willing to dedicate that much money and time and space in your home for it.
Yeah. I think definitely picking a line and kind of sticking with it just to kind of get started and then figure out what you like and what you don't like.
Farland Joyride, Wait
Funko.
Up. Pop. Yeah, the Funko Pops or Mega Constructs. I keep wanting to say Mega Blocks, but they're Mega Constructs.
Yeah.
Right. The whole rebranding.
Yeah, picking a line and focusing on that's probably good advice. Otherwise, you're going to run out of space in your home and your bank account's going to be empty real quick.
Do you have plans with your collection at some point to have kind of like a museum space?
Yes.
Like 343 has with
theirs? We've definitely talked about it. Yeah. The key is getting a place of our own. We're currently renting right now. So once we buy a house, the plan's to turn the basement into something similar to what
the Halo Museum is.
Yeah.
With the display cases.
Display cases, the statues. Hopefully a big old land room too. So that would, that's definitely the plan. It's just getting there.
Yeah. And would you start hosting events at your house then, or would you kind of use the land center that you would have rented out at that point?
I think it would be a mix of both. I think it would be definitely a mix of both. It would be cool to kind of get an annual thing going to get, you know, Halo fans or Halo collectors to come out and, you know, have a LAN party weekend sort of thing.
Well, it'd be interesting to kind of have like a LAN network.
Yeah.
Where you have certain areas of the country, like, kind of have, okay, you guys have the Nebraska LAN. Some people have, like, if Claude was still in Connecticut, he would have a Connecticut LAN.
Right. Or
the
West, definitely.
The East Coast LAN. It'd be interesting to kind of run that kind of thing. Has that been a thing that you guys have been aware of before? Or
Nebraska's got a couple things like that, like the Nebraska Gamers and our little Nebraska Halo group has been around since 2001. A bunch of old Halo CE and Halo 2 MLG pros are still around. And once every few months, they'll get together and they'll put something together, you know? So I guess we kind of have something like that. It's just not very active. There's not a whole lot of Halo 5 fans right now. And the fans that are around are very old school Halo CE, Halo 2.
I agree. Sorry, I don't have any more to give in that.
Nope,
that
no
way,
problem.
That was pretty perfect. Bravo. Little round of applause for you on that one.
So other than collecting, is there any other like favorite part of the Halo universe that you guys have? Do you guys favor towards multiplayer or campaign or forging customs?
I've never gotten big into Forge. I'd say campaign and multiplayer probably fairly even. I probably spend more time on multiplayer than campaign.
Yeah.
I usually go through the campaign when the game comes out and a few more times after that, but mostly multiplayer for me.
Yeah, I'd say multiplayer in Firefight most definitely. The Gears of War has always been kind of a fan favorite as well, at least for me, the Horde, and I've always kind of thought it would be really cool to have Firefight come back and kind of have that twist, you know, build fortifications and kind of defend yourself, defend your base against waves of Covenant and whatnot. And so, yeah, I'd definitely go with Firefight and multiplayer. Yeah. More so casual, I should say, as well. Not so much competitive anymore.
Yes, agreed with
so bring,
that.
Bring more of the Reach style multiplayer back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're competitive.
I love me some SWAT and Reach.
Yeah. We're competitive to an extent, just not the cutthroat kind of stuff that, you know, the Halo Championship League and the Arena are at right now. It just.
As you wear your Halo Championship t-shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
Support
Stop
the league.
Telling the people lies.
Yeah.
Is there any other, you mentioned Funko, but is there any other IP or certain type of, I guess, other game that you would collect for? Or is Halo kind of your primary focus and then, I guess, for you, Funko?
Halo and Funko Pops are definitely our biggest collectibles. Overwatch, maybe. We've got
Overwatch and Gears of War.
Statues, yeah, and Gears probably, but nothing. Nothing like our Halo collection,
right.
So there's just not the space for it. Mostly.
Too much Halo through and through.
Yeah. Funko Pops definitely are very close second place behind Halo.
Yeah. Yeah, my advice for Funko Pops is the same for Halo. Pick a series you like and stick with it, because we did not do that. And we have...
Let's have all the Funkos.
Yeah.
It was, and they come out so fast now that you can't keep up, and now we're at over 1,200, and I'm like, all right, look.
It's a
problem.
These
have to go.
Yeah.
So, one of the old age-old debate questions, inbox or out of box?
Inbox.
Yeah, I think inbox.
Absolutely inbox.
Yeah, with the rare piece here or there, I definitely think inbox.
Inbox. I guess it depends on what specifically we're talking
about. I'm thinking
about,
like the McFarlane Ford Under Dawn statue and like the bust that are still in
like
the box.
That,
it's
sure.
Like
things that can be displayed well. But,
yeah.
But figures and no inbox.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. With action figures, definitely keep them in box.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, inbox. I keep trying to think about it in my head. Would I take it? No, I wouldn't take it out. No. Not even duplicates or triplicates. No, all inbox.
Fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah. Holds their value. And they just look pretty. they're all new in their packaging and yeah, no.
Makes good for trade bait too. If there's another collector with new inbox stuff,
sure.
Looking for a piece, you know, that we need to add.
Sure. Yeah. Is there any particular piece that you haven't seen in Halo that you would like to see?
We were just having this conversation the other night at dinner, actually. I would love to see more items like for your house, like bedding. I know, was it Red versus Blue did a shower curtain, but I'd love to see stuff for your bathroom. Like, I'd love my entire house just to be Halo. So if you come out
house.
With kitchen items and a comforter and
like foreigner walls.
All of that. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yes, bring wallpaper. Bring me wallpaper.
The foreigner lights in the ceiling.
I know we've had a fleece blanket, but yeah, I would love a comforter.
Matching pillowcases.
With matching pillowcases and sheets. Yes, my whole bed.
The whole bedroom set, curtains.
Whole bed, yeah. Curtains, all, the whole deal.
Bath towels.
I don't think there's a big enough market towels. To go through all of that, but I think there's a big enough market for a comforter, for a bed set.
Or maybe a special order sort of thing.
Yeah. Have you guys had anything custom made for a collection? Like, it's not an official, officially endorsed thing, but it's something that you guys wanted,
we've
so you
had,
commissioned it.
A couple of art pieces. Garrett Post, Valentine's Day, I surprised her with a custom Halo piece of our Spartans with her little, the
CWP.
Yeah, the Chicks Who Play Halo emblem on the pink Spartan shoulder.
I love that piece.
Other than that, I don't think so.
I mean, I have a one of the Spartan pops that had custom painted gold, but that's not really a custom piece per se.
And there's other custom pieces in the collection we didn't necessarily commission, like the Bungie Princess helmet. I guess there were two of those for the female employees in 2006 or 2007. We've got one of those.
Yeah, but that's not.
Yeah.
You're just showing
I
off.
I mean, it's technically a custom
you're
piece.
Just showing
we're
off.
Talking
that's
about collectibles. Why not?
Yeah, that's not a custom piece we commissioned. You're just showing off.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming you. I love the helmet. It's mine. Always. But yeah. No, I don't. Other than that, I don't really think we have anything.
All right.
Now I'm kind of itching now. I'm like, why don't we have anything custom? Look what
Hope
you've
I
done.
I didn't start something.
Look what you've done. No.
Very nice. Well, that's pretty much all the questions I have for you guys, unless you guys have anything to add.
I don't think so.
No. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the time out of your trip.
Here in Seattle. Yeah. For PAX.
Well, thank you guys for taking time out of your your PAX Mondays. I don't
for
have
sure.
a badge, so I've just been walking around hunting Pokemon.
Nothing wrong with that. Sounds like a good way to spend the last day here.
Absolutely.
Well, awesome. Go ahead and plug where people can find you both.
Ladies first.
Instagram, mostly. Mrs. Legendary 117 or Chicks Who Play Halo has an Instagram as well now, trying to build that up a little bit since Facebook is dead. I think that's about it. I'm not very active on Twitter, which I should be, but it's Mrs. Legendary 117 too if you want to follow there.
And mine's just the Legendary 117
on everything.
Yeah. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Mixer. I'm going to attempt to start streaming a little bit. It's definitely not going to be to the extent that a lot of others are at, but I'm definitely going to try. But yeah,
probably
just
as frequent as me, which is pretty much once a week.
Yeah, once, maybe twice a week for a couple hours. Yeah, nothing spectacular, but I mean, it'll be something.
Very nice. Well, thank you both for being on the show. And
thanks for having us.
I guess I'll see you guys probably again next year.
Yeah,
definitely.
Thank you for listening to our interview with the Legendary 117 and Mrs. Legendary 117 from PAX West 2018. I want to extend the thank you again to them for being on the show and taking time out of their busy weekend to be on the podcast. It was a pleasure to have you both. Make sure you check them out on their social media and make sure you check out Podtacular across all social media sites. And you can find more episodes of Podtacular on podtacular.com. or by searching for Podtacular in your favorite podcast aggregator or service. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you all on the next episode where we have another interview with some other Halo community folks from PAX West as well.